from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
So we got some players back, and that's nice. Jed Wills, I got more on him coming up at 7:20, but you also got Jack Conklin back, more on him coming up at 7:20. I don't want to spoil and give away what we can sell here, but being able to bring back some of the other players that they talked about yesterday and that media availability, you know, Greg Newsome the second is big, Dalvin Tomlinson is big. You know, De'Anthony Bell, I'm not sure where they're going to go on him because they waived 16 guys. They got to get it down to 53. I know Daryl had mentioned De'Anthony Bell yesterday as being on a bubble because there had been no availability before. I know they really, really like De'Anthony Bell, but he's an unspoken about player. And Miles Harden has had a chance to shine, just like Cam Mitchell had a chance to shine last year. So there is a big talking point here over the final, less than 12 hours of who they hold on to and who they don't. We haven't even got to DTR and Tyler Huntley yet, which a argument has broken out over line. I didn't think that a lot of people would want to get in on something like that of DTR and Tyler Huntley, but a big argument has kind of broken out online, and I think I'd like to get to more of that coming up at 8 o'clock.
But I think after last year, that argument definitely matters because now you don't want what happened last year in terms of the quarterback situation to happen again, but when you go through a year, even as successful as it was for the Browns, and you play 5 different starting quarterbacks, I hate to say it, but who you keep as your third quarterback in this situation matters.
Yeah.
It is a conversation that you don't want to matter. You don't want this outcome to affect any games, but it very well could. It's something that does matter.
There you go.
Countdown to the season opener brought to you by Genesee Brewing Company and Circa Resorts and Casino.
See, you brought up the putting each other in bad positions. I think that Kevin broke his own rule there. And I want to get back to the Guardians coming up here momentarily. But just to finish up on what you had said, I think Danny Cunningham in for Lima today. I don't think that I don't know if they put each other in a bad position in terms of, hey, once you go out there and play, if you play well, people aren't going to care about it. But I think there is genuine logical concern about he doesn't start seasons off well. This all tends to go well. But I'm telling you, I'm not laying – when we say that he doesn't start seasons off well, I'm not going to sit there and lay the groundwork for some sort of an excuse. What's done is done. It's year three. We got to figure out what he's going to do in year three. My issue is that Kevin essentially broke his own rule where he doesn't tell anybody anything about anything. And then that day against Minnesota, for whatever reason – he broke his own rule of telling people while he was going to play. If he had just remained quiet about it, would there have been a difference? And I think there would have been a difference there because you give yourself time to react to certain things. And you could always say in the hindsight, you know, our plan all along was to play Deshaun in game 3 against Seattle, and then things changed. Because now I think it's opened up this can of worms here. Of does Deshaun really want to play? Does Deshaun really like football? Does he really like being here? And because there are some people who are definitely against him, I think that there's a lot of questions about whether or not that's true. I was answering him online yesterday where I had said flat out, I believe in my heart of hearts, by anybody I've talked to, by seeing him from afar, that if he had the chance to play last Saturday, he would have played last Saturday. And that he does want to play, and that he believes he's healthy enough to play. And obviously, he was passed by the doctors for cleared for contact. All that being pointed out, and if he goes out there and he sucks up the room against Dallas, You have every right to go at me if I make an excuse for him. There cannot be an excuse for him after this. That's all there is.
No, he needs to go out there and perform, because the truth of it is he's been incredibly, I think, underwhelming in the 12 games that he's played for the Browns.
I think a lot of people would agree with that, yes.
I don't think that he's been worth the money. I don't think he's been worth the trouble. I don't think he's been worth some of the fracturing of the fan base that he's caused. He needs to go out there and perform and play like a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. I don't see a precedent in NFL history of a guy that's played 12 games over 3 years, had surgery on his throwing shoulder, and then become a Pro Bowl quarterback again. It's never happened before, mm-hmm. from what I can gather. Why is Deshaun Watson going to be the first? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. So having a little bit of confidence in him being able to go out, and even if he's not a Pro Bowl quarterback, you and I could probably agree the Browns, to get to where the Browns want to go, need Deshaun Watson to be, at the very worst, an above-average quarterback this year, right?
Yeah.
I need to see something that's going to make me believe that's possible, because right now I don't. I don't have any evidence of him in an orange helmet since he was at Clemson performing at this type of level. I don't.
Well, it's been a long time.
That's a problem.
So, but you're not going to get any evidence until you get to the season.
Right.
So, but some people, I brought this up yesterday with Spencer, is that people wanted to see him just so they could start to self-affirm whatever belief that they had, that he was going to be fantastic this year or he was going to be terrible this year. That's still not the reason to put him out there on the field in real time. Just because we wanted to have our talking points with our friends, because the fan base is fractured between people who like Deshaun Watson and people who don't believe that he's a good quarterback, that is not, this preseason is not going to add to the talking point in any considerable way. Week one against Dallas will start to add to the talking points, good or bad, in any considerable way, because of everything that's going around it. Tom Brady's going to be there. We've mentioned it a million times. And you're going up against a guy in Dak Prescott who's one of the most famous quarterbacks in the league, and a guy that a lot of people think is not worth his money, is not worth...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Or the type of franchise status that he has, and there's plenty of people who think that those people are completely full of it, overthinking all that, maybe including Jerry Jones. So there is a lot of intrigue when it comes to both these quarterbacks. He will be a talking point no matter what. There's nowhere to hide after week one. There's nowhere to go. Even if you get injured, I can't say anymore, well, you know, it's stolen because of injuries. No, it's been 3 years now, and you've been injured 2 of those 3. If it were to go down that way, we're going to draw our conclusions then, and then you'd be a fifth year away mm-hmm. from what was glorious football in 2020. There's no way that we can make excuses anymore.
No.
You is what you is, and if you is a good quarterback, we'll say you is a good quarterback. If not, then there's going to be a really deep discussion and an angry one and a frustrating one.
So I said this on Saturday. I was in for G. Bush on the Barbershop, and the regular season with Deshaun is going to be about results. That's what regular seasons are about in this league. Preseason, to me, is kind of about, like, vibes, if that makes sense. Where the Browns went 0-3, but who cares? It's about how do you feel? What are the vibes of the team? And because of everything we've talked about, the vibes feel weird. Yes. Now, the results can still be good, and that'll totally change everything. But going into the regular season, I feel very weird about this team.
Well, I think the vibes are down throughout the city right now.
Because of the Guardians?
I think everything. Not just the Guardians, and I wanted to get to them, and I'm glad you did. It's not just the Guardians. It's everything. You have a basketball team that's reached new heights, but the heights aren't high enough yet. And that you have a guy in Donovan Mitchell that's a really great basketball player, but I got Bleacher Report giving a higher grade to Utah than they're giving to the Cavs.
That's so dumb.
Well, I had a big knockdown drag out with Lima over it, and you know what side I was on
that
on
was,
it. But
that's so...
Either way, that's beside the point. Yeah. That's beside the point. I'm just highlighting that.
No,
people see that sort of thing, and I think it dours them out. The Guardians being up 9 games and then being in the situation they are. The Browns being a playoff team, but no one's taking them dramatically seriously because they don't know what their quarterback's going to be. That's a bothersome thing. So I think the vibes right now for the sports fans, where we like to get cocky, we like to get arrogant, we like to talk a lot of trash, just like any other fan base. We're not getting that fun the way that we used to get it. It's a very weird place that we're all in right now with all three of these teams. And you mentioned the Guardians. When you have a 9-game lead, I still think at that time that there were some people waiting for it to be turned in. And then yesterday, I just can't get over the answer that Stephen Vogt gave to Zach Meisel from The Athletic when Zach Meisel asked him about leaving Eli Morgan out there for that third inning.
You said after the first game that was how you wanted to deploy your pitching, how you drew it up. Is that the same with the second game? Like when you go into game one, is this what you're envisioning?
I mean, you can't envision game two until you get through game one. Game one, we went with what we thought was going to help us win the game. We didn't come out on top. And then in game two, we had what we had.
Do you remember when...
I mean, that's garbage. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, go ahead.
Do you remember when Austin Hedges made comments earlier in the season about how they treat every game like it's a playoff game?
Yeah.
Do you think they're still doing that? And if so, do you think that's part of the reason...
Why would you leave Eli Morgan out there if you were treating every game like a playoff game?
But if they are still doing that in terms of the guys in the clubhouse, because I don't think he was talking about Stephen Vogt's decision-making with that. I think he was talking about the mentality of the guys that are in the lineup that are on the bench, in the bullpen. If they are still like that, if that is still truly the mentality they have, do you think that's something that's harming them right now that has caused this backslide? Because... hey, if you are truly treating all 162 of these like they're playoff games, the losses are going to hurt more. You're going to have higher peaks, but you're going to have lower valleys. And those lower valleys are going to be more difficult to get out of if these games hurt the same way a playoff loss does.
I think that there's something to that, and that's something that my co-host has said in the past. I thought it helped them because I felt that it didn't let them take anything for granted. I felt that it didn't let them go to sleep on anything. I thought it helped them get out of a losing streak and help negate losing streaks as best they can. Now I do think that they're pressing. I'm not upset with their effort. I'm frustrated by what's gone on here over the last couple of weeks. I'm frustrated that there's been sputtering going on and that the offense has not been what we needed the offense to be. I'm frustrated by all that. I'm frustrated because there's been a lot of people who are naysaying, and it's looking more and more like those folks are going to be right. That's another thing I'm frustrated at. And because of that, I think I'm taking out some of my frustration on the organization, on the front office, and certainly on the manager, Stephen Vogt, for that. But when you say that you approach every game the same way and that you can't get to the second game after you get to game one, but you run Eli Morgan out there for a third inning, I'm sorry, you're not telling me about any of that. You're telling me with your actions that you're approaching game two already while you're still in game one and still in the thick of game one, for that matter.
Do you feel bad about taking those frustrations out on the organization?
No. Okay. I think that they can handle it. The only people I would feel bad for are the people who have no control over such matters. I also don't feel like I need... I think there's a separation here. I'm not taking my frustration out on the players. They are pressing. And that's the most frustrating part about it, is that I think a lot of fans are mad, but the only way to get yourself out of this thing is if these players relax and play the baseball with confidence that they were playing back in June. That's the issue that I think a lot of people have with them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.